Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Every week in the football season, we are lucky enough to have Maryland Governor Wes Moore join us for his weekly NFL picks. Through 3 weeks, the Gov is over 500, which not a lot of people can say right now in the NFL. He's at 8-7. Governor, how are you, sir? Thanks for making time.
I'm great, man. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're hot.
We're out in Arizona, man. It's hot out here.
I know. I've been hearing from our friends out there. They're like, listen, the summer has not ended out there. It's brutal. It's brutal.
It never does.
Gov, it's supposed to be 110 degrees today.
And that's bananas.
All Brian and I want to do is play some golf.
I hope y'all go at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we've already missed
five
it, I guess.
5 in the morning.
Before we get into it. Before we get into the picks for this week, I got to just ask you, as a dude that played college football and loves the game, how blown away were you by Jaden Daniels' performance on Monday night?
Let me tell you something, man. I was sitting there watching the game and just texting with a couple of my boys, and I'm like, listen, you know, and honestly, I got to tell you, it's not even just the performance. It's not just the fact that the dude threw more touchdowns and incomplete passes. Right, it's the poise. It's the fact this is the biggest stage that he has played on, and that includes a remarkable college career. But it's Monday Night Football. I mean, the lights don't get any hotter, especially for a rookie QB, and especially for a rookie QB of a team that frankly still has quite a few holes in it. And this man showed off, and did it with such a remarkable grace. That, I mean, it's just, you know, listen, I know this week we've heard a whole bunch of, you know, oh, he's the next version of this, he's the next version of that. I think the beautiful thing that we saw was that, no, he's very comfortable just being the Jaden Daniels of now.
That's what
and
I said,
And there's something
too.
Really special about him.
Yeah, I said, stop comparing him, talking about he's the next this and next day. How about he could be the first Jaden Daniels? Just
That's
let him
it.
Go out there and do
That's
him.
It. That's it. I mean, but the poise that he showed, I mean, some of those balls that he threw, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's just – so I tell you, I mean, the Commanders have a talent, but they have to make sure that he is protected. You got to make sure you get an offensive line that could get him a little bit more time. We have to make sure you have a defense that can keep him off the field. I mean, like, you know, sure. It's so there's some real holes that have to be filled. But this guy is showing he really has the potential to be the truth.
Governor, one thing I've asked you a whole bunch of times, and I'm not talking about selling beer at the grocery stores in Montgomery County, is just how excited you are, how excited you are for Orioles baseball. There's going to be playoff baseball at Camden Yards. Let me know what Brian and I need to do to get into that governor's suite for one of those games. But how excited are you just to see the O's host playoff baseball?
I love it. But I got to tell you, y'all can definitely come up to the suite. The problem is I won't be there because I'm in the stands. I don't like watching the game. I actually like watching the game.
Sure.
But no, it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting, right? I mean, like, you know, first of all, anytime you have a team that's – that is playoff bound. It's important because not everybody makes the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you're getting into these are the best of the best that are now out there to make the playoffs. And I think the Orioles have shown that's who we are. The Baltimore Orioles are amongst the best of the best, not just in the American League East, but also just amongst Major League Baseball. Now, I do think, you know, this is going to be they're going to have to go earn this. Because, yeah, you know, we didn't win the AL East this year. The Yankees did. And so we're going to have our wild card game. We're going to have to go in. Hopefully we'll get home field advantage during that. But we're going to have to go out and earn this. We're going to have to go win the wild card round. Then we're going to have to go out and hopefully, you know, beat the Yankees in the second round, which I feel very optimistic about because we basically just beat them in this last series. They won the last game, but we beat them in the first two. So it's possible. It can be done. I think we've got just a tremendous young team. And I tell you, the coolest thing about it, man, and I'm excited for y'all to come up, the buzz in Baltimore is so good. I mean, the stadium is absolutely packed. And you couldn't have said that 2 years ago. And so it's a really exciting thing when you think about the energy that the Orioles have continued to bring to Baltimore.
You and I are about the same age. I imagine you remember Jeffrey Mayer just like I do, and Tony Tarasco being perfectly positioned for that catch. That still makes my blood boil, and it was probably 30 years ago, so maybe I should see a physician or something.
Nah, don't get over it. If you're be like me, don't ever get over stuff.
I haven't. All right, let's get down to business. I got you at 8-7, one game over 500, which is a lot better. Vegas is doing quite well through 3 weeks of the NFL season. Every week, the biggest underdog seems to win outright, and it was Washington last week. We got some games to pick. We can start with your Ravens if you want. They got a heck of a game with the Bills coming to town. What do you like in that one?
You know, this is going to be a good one. The Bills are a very good team. I just think that the Ravens are a better team, and especially when you're playing in Baltimore on a Sunday night. I really do believe one thing that we do see about the Ravens is when the lights are brightest is when they generally kind of show off. I think that it looks like there's going to be rain, and so the reason I bring that up is it means it's going to be run heavy. And you know, one thing that we have been able to show is that Derrick Henry is ready for a battle. He's ready when it's a run-heavy game. And I think that, you know, the Bills, their defense has not shown an ability to be able to be really strong against strong run offenses. So I think that Derrick Henry is going to go off. And I think that is going to matter because the Bills have not seen that. I mean, I think who they beat, the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And they really haven't had a really tough team like this. This by far will be the best team that the Bills are going to face. And facing Baltimore on Sunday night is just hard. So I think Baltimore gets the win out of this one.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, and you're right with the Bills. They've played Arizona in the opener. Then they had the Thursday nighter in Miami. Tua was bad, and then Tua got hurt.
Yeah.
They almost dropped 50, but it was against the Jags, who look like just an absolute train wreck. So you might be honest.
That's right. I forgot the Jags. The Jags aren't even a legit team anymore. I forgot about that.
I don't know how legit this team is, but they are 3-0. The Vikings head to Lambeau to take on the Packers.
Yeah, man. I tell you, this is I think going to be the trickiest game of the week. And, you know, I know a lot of folks are back in the Packers, and I get why. I totally understand why there's excitement about what you've seen with the Packers. And by the way, Malik Willis is just a horse. I mean, that game he put up last week was crazy. I don't know if I see him putting up another week like that, though. I'm going to go with Minnesota, and I know this is an upset. And I know we picked quite a few upsets, but I'm going to pick another one right now. I'm going to go with Minnesota going to Green Bay and winning. I just think that if you look at who Minnesota has beat so far, I mean, they beat the Niners and they beat the Texans in back-to-back weeks. You know, you cannot – they're not playing – I mean, they're not playing teams like the Bills are playing. You know, they're playing real teams, and they're beating real teams. And so I know that the Packers are the favorite. I know it's in Lambeau. But I think Minnesota goes in and gets the win out of this.
You know what? there's a lot of kind of metrics I keep track of, and the Vikings have been so impressive in a lot of things. Brian Flores, I think, is calling some outrageous defensive game plans. Brian Flores is kind of the Shanahan offensive stopper. If you look at what they did specifically to Kyle and the Niners, and then last week against Houston, that's among the most confused, worst we've ever seen CJ Stroud look in that Bobby Slowick offense. Like, they're doing up there. The kid Grenard is playing outrageous. I kind of love that pick, Gov, but I do get nervous about backing Sam Darnold at Lambeau Field.
I know. And listen, and Lambeau is a tough place to play.
Sure.
Lambeau is a very tough place to play. But I think your point on, you know, your point on, for example, what we saw against the Texans is real, because it's not easy to throw off C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's just one of these dudes whose blood pressure just doesn't move. And he's shown that. But he looked confused. And so I agree. It's tough going against the Packers in Green Bay. I just think this Vikings team is doing something really, really, really interesting right now.
Yeah, I mean, Stroud threw the two picks last week. Okay, Gov, we're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Let's go out to Kansas City.
KC.
Chiefs-Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one, I don't, none of these are easy picks. And I'm going to be honest with you. I actually think the Chiefs have been doing what the Chiefs do every single year, which is they put up games during the regular season. You're like, what's going on with them? And then they come out in the playoffs and just dominate.
Yep.
but they've had a lot of struggles in a couple of these games, and they've shown lapses in some of these games where you're like, I don't think these guys even showed up. But I just think that the Chargers are going to be – it's going to be really tough to bet with the Chargers as long as we know that that Herbert is not going to be 100%. We saw last week. They're just a different team when he's in. And they're a different team when he's not at 100%. And so I think that Mahomes is Mahomes and crew are gonna get the win on this one.
Has there ever been a quieter 3-0 back to back Super Bowl champs team than the Chiefs?
I know.
Because it's crazy.
It's just human nature. You see a guy that's so good, you don't discuss him.
And it's funny because, if anything, the only conversations that we can keep on hearing about the Chiefs is, oh, they don't look the same as last year in this way. They don't look the same as last year in that way. And it's kind of like the dude who everything is right, and so you just start picking at them. All the other things don't matter. So you just start picking at the nonsense. That's kind of where we are at the Chiefs at this point.
Yeah,
where we're like, oh, yeah, on that one play, the left tackle missed the – it's like, come on, guys. Are we really doing this right now? That's
right.
What you have to do with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You're right. The nonsense meter, especially when you add the Kelce Taylor Swift angle to it all.
Exactly.
I'm mad at Kelce right now.
The nonsense meter is off the chart.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this could be a sneaky, really good game. The Eagles are traveling down to Tampa to take on the Bucks. I believe that's in Tampa. You got two pretty good teams. Eagles coming off a big win. Tampa coming off a terrible loss. What do you think, Eagles-Bucks?
I'm so with you on this one. I think this one's a sneaky one. Especially, it's so funny the way the winds turn in the early part of the season, where after the first couple weeks, they're talking about, you know, Baker Mayfield, they're chanting MVP when he gets out there, and then you saw what happened last week. I think that the Eagles – I think the Eagles are just going to be tough to beat on this one. And actually, I think you just have to look at the last part of the fourth quarter to really get a better understanding of why. The Bucs do not have a good run defense. And you saw Saquon showed at the end of the game why he is still a top-quality back. And I think it's going to be really difficult for this Bucs defense, as we're looking at it right now, to be able to hold on to a Saquon as long as the Eagles run the right game plan and get the ball to him, and I'll really give him more space and give him more open space. I know that Baker Mayfield and everybody's talking about him after week two. I think that story might be dying out pretty quickly, and so I think that the Eagles pull off this win. Even though I've said it week one, week two, week three, I'm gonna say it again. I think the Eagles still have a locker room problem. And I think that the coaching is going to be a real challenge for them to go really far this year, and they have not solved for that. So I think the Eagles get this win, but I think that the long-term problems of the Eagles will continue to be exposed.
I totally agree with you. Some of these things don't just go away, and yeah. it's the kind of, like, if your house has a leak and, you know, you can wipe it up a couple times, but it's still going to keep leaking. Yeah.
It's still there.
All right, Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now, makes his weekly NFL picks. All right, Gov, the one that's got me and B. Mitch in the 110-degree desert, Commanders, Cardinals, Kyler versus Jaden. What do you like in this one?
I think y'all are going to come back with a win on this one, man. I really do. It's always challenging when you're coming up short week. And, you know, because in the NFL, 24 hours actually does make a difference when it comes to healing your body and all that kind of stuff. But let's be clear, I don't think there's a whole lot of pain coming out of the Commanders after the game last week.
They were
feeling good. They were feeling real good. And I mean, the one thing that does give me a little bit of pause, though, I have to say, is Eckler being out. Because Eckler actually put up some really good numbers. And I think he, again, goes to show that it was a good pickup and an important pickup. But I think Brian Robinson, is there to help to carry the load. I think that our defense, and specifically the defense for the Commanders in the secondary, is still going to be pretty problematic. And I still don't think that there's an answer for that yet. But I do think that that Jaden Daniels just continues to get the confidence that he needs. And I think that there are going to be a lot of people who are now going to see that for this second week in a row, there are going to be a lot of eyeballs on him. And for the second week in a row, I think he's going to show out. So I think the Commanders get this win.
I mean, this thing's going to be really buzzing if that was to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'd be 3-1 in kind of the quarter mark of the season. Yeah. Gov, I wanted to ask you something. So it's not till week 6, right? So it's about a month from now, a couple more weeks from now. It seems like week 6, and Scott Abraham, I think, tweeted about this. The Sunday night game stinks. I think it's Bengals-Giants. Yeah. And it's possible one of the better games on the board, at least right now, looks like it could be Commanders-Ravens. When a game gets moved like that, like, does your office – and we don't even know that it'll happen, right? Maybe it happens, yeah. Right? It's complete speculation. But, like, do they have to call you? Like, if they're going to move a 1 o'clock game to a Sunday night game, how does that work kind of with the – because there's – I don't think people realize how much – like police presence, like there's
correct.
So much goes into an NFL game. Do you have to get involved?
100%. I mean, like we don't have decision making authority, but absolutely. Because I mean, you're right. It's both making sure the people are safe, during those times, and that requires adjustments. It's about traffic patterns that have to take
right.
place,
yeah.
and you know, this was a game that was already circled on all of our calendars. Not just us as football fans, but also, I mean, this is the battle for Maryland, right? I mean, these are
right.
Maryland's two teams going against each other. So this one was all, we already knew there was going to be extra special energy that was coming into this one. But absolutely, I mean, when those decisions are made, we have to be notified early on it, because a whole lot of adjustments have to happen in order for it to be successfully executed.
Well, you're going to be a busy man, dude. You got Orioles playoff baseball. We don't know for sure who they're playing yet. It looks like it'll be the Royals. Will you do one of those, like,
I'm
governor
hoping it's
bets?
The Royals. I don't like the Tigers. They seem to have our number. So
They're red hot. All right. Well, Gov, here's what I got you at, sir. You got the Ravens. You've got the Vikings. I really love that pick. To me, that is a Ganas pick. You gotta show a little self-determination to take the Vikings and Sam Darnold going to Lambeau. But I love that pick. I might have to.
That was a good pick, Gov. Tell JP say he loved it.
the Chiefs at home, the Eagles on the road, and the Commanders on the road. Governor, we appreciate your time as always, sir.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Stay cool out there, man.
All right.
We'll try. That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us for his
so
weekly
cool,
picks.
Man.
He, dude, just, it's like, talk, it's like Me and you just hanging out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a crazy world, man. When we come back, we got the governor's picks in. We're going to tell you the keys for the Commanders to get a win.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday against the Cardinals. Ow. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. They need Scotty's in Arizona. Make some moves, Scotty. Call them. B and I are watching SportsCenter. I guess you can call them highlights.
A lot of injuries.
From this Giants-Cowboys game.
Malik, a lot Neighbors, of injuries happening, brother.
You see Neighbors get the concussion?
Yeah.
I hate that, man. Yeah, I hate it for everybody.
But he landed, like, just flat on the side of his head, man.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Not good, anyway. All right. Keys to winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the obvious, right? Don't turn it over. They've been really good at that.
That's one of them.
But what is specifically you think this week for Washington to do?
Try to keep Kyler back, boxed in.
If they win this, it's 3 in a row and they're 3-1.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
But if you can keep Kyler kind of boxed in a little bit, don't let him, you know, get outside and break contain, that gives you a much better chance of winning. No team has any penalties. Then bang, 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 they come up. You know? Right. But they play clean. I think they have to play some clean football and don't help the team beat you, point blank.
I think the refs last night were god-awful. And I'd love.
They've been very awful this week.
I loved Al Michaels taking shots at him, too. I feel like Al Michaels kind of holds back, and he was pretty strong last night. You know, for me, looking at this game and looking, like you said, Kyler in this thing, I think is relatively terrifying. You know, I think a guy that can run and pass like that, I mean, I'm not comparing him to Baker Mayfield, but you saw Mayfield torch this team week one.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones, who's relatively mobile, had – I mean, they were – I was curious, but he kind of backed up what I had thought. A lot of people will make a lot out of – like a lot of fans will be like, oh, Cliff knows those players and their system. Like, have Cliff tell you the plays. And so I asked Witt about it yesterday.
It's a whole new offense.
Right. Well, I asked Witt. I was like, hey, you know, Cliff has increased familiarity with this team. Will you kind of lean on him more this week? And he's like, man, the coaches all talk all the time. But it's not like Cliff knows what plays they're calling and when they're calling them.
See, I like Joe. Joe is like cut and dry.
Real.
He's like, listen, man, yes, but we still have to stop the play that's called. Like, everybody's like, oh, man, they're letting him go to a division rival. He's going to know our offense. Do they know when the hell the play's being called?
Right.
No. So that's the whole thing about it. And I think Joe's mindset is right. Cliff knows more of the makeup of Kyler Murray than he knows anything about the offense they're running. He understands they're going to try to do stuff that's similar to what he did for Kyler. A different mindset, a little different, you know, scheme. But he could tell you what he likes to do, and you could look for it. But when you get in the game, are you going, okay, yeah, it's third down, but you know he may run it somewhere else. He likes to spin all this. That. But if you're thinking about all that stuff, like I always say, if you're thinking on the field, you're wrong.
Totally.
So you just got to go out there and react and play. But you can have some schemes set up to try to influence him to do certain things. That's the only thing you can do. I will give a person.
I ran one complete mile. That was all I had in me in the heat. But he said Stanford Steve is his boy, and Steve played Steve played college ball at Stanford, obviously. He said there's no greater feeling than running the ball when the other team knows you're going to run the ball.
Bruh.
And you think about – look at the Ravens-Cowboys game last week. Think about the great skins teams you were on. Think about elite NFL teams throughout time.
Yeah.
They're going to run the football. The defense knows they're going to run the football. Everybody in the stands knows they're going to run the football. The refs know it. The coaches know it. The people watching at home know it. And you still do it.
At that point, you got to drop a set. See what's going to happen.
People overestimate the familiarity of the opposition.
You know what happens in that, though? Coaches, especially O coordinators, D coordinators, they promote themselves by talking about all that stuff. And then what the media does is take it and run it into a certain situation. And then a lot of fans becomes a big thing that is that important. The NFL, like you said, they always want people to be very, very even. It was a rule, and it probably still is in the league, where after 4 weeks, you send out your film to everybody. They get to watch everything you do. Put people in a room and dissect everything you do. First down, second down, third down, fourth down, first and short. I mean, second and short, second and long, second and medium, third short, all that stuff. After 4 weeks, you just do that. And then know they do. They do it in 4 more weeks because if you made adjustments, then they get to see your adjustments.
Right.
And then they go to play you. They already know everything you run. They know at that point, after 4 weeks, they know what you run, who you want to run certain things. They know personnel groupings. They know all this stuff. But all of a sudden, it comes down to what do we talk about preseason, where teams don't scheme up stuff. They want to see you go one-on-one with that guy and see if you can beat him. That's what it comes down to ultimately in football. I don't care what Clifford's scheme is. I don't care what the D coordinator of the Cardinals scheme is. I don't care what Joe's scheme is. I don't care what the offense coordinator of the Cardinals. It comes down to one guy wanting it more than the other damn guy.
Sure.
Because when Marvin Harrison lines up and he's on the inside of that damn number, somebody thinks he's going to run a bang eight or he's running something to the sideline. They know it. But he runs the route, and then right at the top of his route, if he gives you a little here, you stumble or you fall inside, then he runs right where you knew he was going anyway. Ain't nothing you can do about it. The next time, he catch you leaning a little bit. So instead, he told the Kyler, I'm going to make an adjustment. So he's coming, boom, 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 and he give you a little something. When you jump, he just sits down here. You can't make the right decision. You know, and then all of a sudden, you break on it. Last night, when they threw the ball, I think it was
CD, that touchdown?
No, it was a ball right to Dak threw it. The dude, no. It was CD Lamb. But the ball was here. The dude's hand was right here. CD caught the ball any damn way. He wanted it more than the other guy wanted it. You know, but we talk up schemes and all that stuff. Schemes don't play games. People play games.
If schemes mattered, and if schemes allowed you to eliminate what the opposition does, right? If it's, oh, I can scheme my way out of this. Alex Ovechkin's got whatever. He's about to break Gretzky's record.
He's been sitting
right
in the same spot. Since
right.
He got in the league.
You know where he likes to fire off in that left side
and
just
do a
unleash
damn thing about it.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's across sports. Like, Steph Curry just pulls up and makes it rain, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows it, and he still does it.
Look, man. When Barry Sanders, I forgot who he was against the Bears, I think, and he made like 8 people miss. That wasn't schemed up.
Right.
He wanted it more than everybody else did, point blank. When you saw Earl Campbell, when a guy grabbed onto his shirt, and John Riggins, when he grabbed onto his shirt and he just left him pulling the damn T-shirt, he wanted it more than the other guy. It wasn't a scheme. Scheme don't win games, people. The players win the games. That's why I keep saying every player on this team have to put a little more into it. They got to begin to take ownership of this thing and stop waiting for someone to tell them what they need to do or what they you. If you look at enough film, you know exactly what's going on. If you know how to look at film. And not all the people that claim, oh, when I was doing my film study and they watching the whole damn game in a matter of 35, 40 minutes. That's not watching film. That's watching TV. That's watching highlights.
PFT commenter joins the program at noon. NFL Power Rankings on Thursdays, right? Wednesdays, rather.
Wednesdays.
And that's been relevant because the Commanders have had some ups, some downs, whatever. Mm-hmm. But even when they're terrible, like last season, you still pay attention to see if they're the most terrible, mm-hmm. right? We haven't really done quarterback power rankings as a radio program because there really hasn't been a quarterback that would probably crack the top 20, frankly. Yeah. I mean, I guess you go back to Alex, and maybe Heinicke had a couple like where he would have ranked 14th games. But the quarterback scenario, at least through three games, has changed dramatically in Washington. And Lamphill has tracked this thing down. Nick Shook is the writer. No idea if he's related to Cody Shook. I don't know, but he might be.
Probably don't want to be.
Landini has found the NFL Quarterback Index. Okay? So now we get quarterback power rankings from NFL.com.
All right.
Now, let's just guess. And then we'll go around the room. Jeffrey, I don't even know if we've spoken to you yet. Good morning, pal. Where do we think Jaden belongs? Landini, is this – I don't want to scroll down because I want to be surprised.
From this year?
Is this just a quarterback rankings list, or is it like tiers or anything?
It's just like the power rankings.
Okay.
This year he should be in top 10.
I'm with you.
Thus far. I mean, what he's done and the numbers he has and where he ranks in a lot of stuff, top 10.
I agree, top 10. Landfill? Oh, you probably saw it.
Yeah, I know where he is.
All right.
He always sees it, Jake.
Okay. Jeffrey, I'm guessing, has not. Jeff, where you got him?
Hey, yo, I promise to God, before y'all even said that, I said he got to at least be top 10. But I didn't want to just yell it on the mic because I was thinking that maybe my Ashburn syndrome has taken over. But, hey, he top 10.
Okay, let's do some scrolling. Through 3 weeks, NFL.com has Josh Allen at the top spot, which I think is fair. He's been outrageous. But again, the top two guys on this list, Josh Allen and then Lamar Jackson, they need playoff success to be validated. Yeah. They've reached a level where they're really, really good.
I agree.
But until they – honestly, if either one of them could just get to a Super Bowl, they might at least get in that Burrow category where it's like, well, he's at least beating Mahomes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they go Allen 1, Lamar 2, Mahomes 3.
Mahomie.
Burrow 4 still, and it hasn't been great. Although, because the Commanders won, we've kind of forgotten how well Burrow played in that game.
Yeah.
I think he went for like 330 and two touchdowns. And they get the Panthers. They might beat the hell out of the Panthers. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4 are the four names you would expect, probably in a different order than you'd expect, but Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow. Maybe it'd be Stroud. I don't think Jaden's going to be fifth, but you can make a case that he could be fifth.
You can make the case that he could probably be ahead of some of them with his numbers compared to Lilo's.
Okay, fifth is Stroud.
The numbers I saw there.
Stroud just had two picks in that loss.
It said Darnold and Mayfield creeped into the top 10, so we know there's two other people there.
All right, Stroud at 5, Dak at 6. Dak was pretty good last night. Since the Cowboys have completely sold out what had previously been their identity in running the football, now they're just completely relying on Dak to win them games.
Okay, 4 touchdowns passing, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown rushing, 60.7% completion ratio.
Okay, Dak at 6. Brock Purdy at 7. He's kind of hurt. Like, he had to get an MRI.
That dude is completing almost 80% of passes.
Sure. Stafford at 8. Kyler at 9. All right, yeah. We're about to 10 here, boys. Do we think
he
lands there?
Sam Darnold.
That's junk. Darnold is 10. Darnold has 2 picks on the year. Now, some of these guys have a lot more passing yards, but this is...
Yeah, they pass the touchdowns.
All right, Geno at 11, Baker at 12, Jalen Hurts at 13, Rodgers at 14, Goff at 15, Carr at 16, Jaden at 17.
Okay, 80.3% passing, 666 yards.
That, I look at that.
Two touchdowns,
no
zero
picks.
Interceptions. And he got three rushing touchdowns. Look at his stuff compared to Lamar's right now.
Okay. Compared to Lamar.
Yeah.
He's completing more
way
passes.
Way more passes. He has a little less yards.
He has one fewer interception.
One fewer interception and one fewer touchdown. And he has more rushing touchdowns. What's the difference?
I mean, sure. But, like, compare him to Darnold. Darnold has 8 passing touchdowns, which is impressive. I don't know. I'm going to turn to the guy that I know is going to be pissed off by this arbitrary list. Jeff Walker, how do you feel about Jaden being ranked 17th on these quarterback power rankings?
Disrespectful. Disrespectful. No, nobody has moved. I mean, people moved the ball, but nobody protected that ball like that man has been doing. He has been bringing his teams back out of situations, even situations we didn't see. I promise you, there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the league right now where we see a 2nd and 15 or a 3rd and 15, and we're like, oh, yeah, he'll get this for sure. We starting to see that. I know it's only week 4, so I'm not gonna let it run wild saying that, but it's not a lot of quarterbacks that can do what he can. But time will tell.
I'm going to just text this. CBS Sports did a quarterback ranking. They had Jaden at 18. Who was that? Had him at 17. Fox Sports had him at 7.
Listen, there's no way to me.
They can't be looking at the numbers today.
Right. It's not through 3 games. They're looking at body of work.
If we're looking at what they are this year, there's no damn way he's 17.
No.
Yeah.
There's just no chance. Here's what they wrote about Jaden. I'll remember Monday night as the moment in which the entire NFL world was introduced to Daniels. The Heisman Trophy winner owned the national stage, setting the NFL rookie record for single-game completion rate, 91.3%. Is asinine. While also finding his top receiver, Terry McLaurin, Daniels is the embodiment of newfound hope for the Commanders. All of that I agree with. Mm-hmm. 17, way,
too low.
Tressway, too low.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
I'll buy that.
What else is it complicated? PFT commenter joins the program next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.